A Letter to Mrs. White's Children, Monday, December 22, 1890. Dear Children, Edson, Emma, and Willie, we left Lynn December 18th, Thursday evening. We had all the help we needed in getting us to Boston and on board the sleeper. As the price for one berth was $3 the entire distance to Washington, Sarah decided to save the $3 and go into the day coach. The porter told her not to go into the day coach as there were several berths unoccupied. He told her after the sleeping car conductor had taken his berth, he would make her up a berth. This she refused to accept. She told him it would not be strictly honest, and she would take her chances in the day coach. The porter then went to the conductor and talked with him, and the conductor then asked her to remain. They did not make her up a berth, but gave her two seats to make herself as comfortable as she could. She slept well through the night. I did not sleep as well as usual, for my arms would become almost paralyzed with the hard bed. I was obliged to rub them and work over them, for they seemed about helpless. We had beautiful weather. The air was cool and bracing, and the cars were not overheated. We found in the morning we could not reach Washington on time at 11 o'clock, for we were 3 hours behind time. We tarried 1 hour in Baltimore and reached Washington at 3 o'clock p.m. As there was no one to meet us, the porter secured a hack and the hackman took us to the mission. We were thankful to get trunks and all arranged before the Sabbath. After this, we shall always endeavor to make arrangements to get to our place of destination on Thursday. They had about given up our coming, but were glad indeed to see us. Sabbath. I spoke upon Isaiah 58. I had freedom, as I have had in every instance in speaking on this tour. We had a hall well filled, and we had an excellent social meeting. We know the presence of the Lord was in the meeting. The softening, subduing influence of the Spirit of God was there, and the testimonies borne were good. I was at the forenoon meeting on Sunday. The reading of Elder Olson's article was deferred for this day. Brother Washburn selected a portion of the article for several to read. A Methodist preacher and his wife are soundly converted to the truth. Baker, I think, is his name. While reading the portion assigned him, which was the quotation from the testimonies, he tried and tried to read it, but he had to wipe away the tears so often, and then his glasses, of course, were dimmed. And when he came to some portions of the quotations, he just broke down and cried. He turned to Brother Washburn and handed him the paper and said, "You take it. I cannot read it." But all these pauses on that occasion only made the effect more impressive. Brother Washburn told him to take his time and read on. Then, after the reading, we had a solemn season of prayer. I had the spirit of intercession, and there was a deep feeling in the congregation. I then spoke about 30 minutes with much of the Spirit of the Lord upon me. Sunday evening, a larger hall was obtained, and I spoke to a goodly number of outsiders as well as the church. I had much freedom, and all listened as if spellbound. I do not choose to speak evenings, but I can see no other way to get the congregation. A collection was taken up which more than covered the expense of the hall. They have a hall engaged for 3 evenings in the week. This hall was secured for only 1 evening. It was a dance hall, but there was excellent ventilation. All seemed to be much pleased with the congregation last evening. I have an appointment for tonight. Sunday we had a little shower, but it was all clear in the evening. All the help I have here is Elder Washburn. This will throw considerable labor upon me, but I shall try to be careful. I had a malarious attack, but not serious. I am feeling quite strong and of good courage in the Lord. I tried to have them release me 2 evenings this week to speak twice in Baltimore, but they are unwilling I shall go, so I am in for it over next Sabbath and Sunday. I shall have Brother Davis attend to my teeth while here. There are several cases who are in the valley of decision. We hope they will decide to obey God. Next Sabbath will be a special day of fasting and prayer and earnest labor for me, and I shall trust in God, who is my helper and my God, for strength.